It's going. Okay. Hi, welcome back to Human Revelations.
On this episode, Exploring Our Identity, we will interview our good friend Bernard Cooper from Los Angeles. He has an accoladed history as an art critic and has also published a number of short stories, essays, and even a novel.
Without further ado, please welcome Bernard. What's going on? How are you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I'm so happy to be here to chat it up with you ladies.
We recently read your very moving story, A Clack of Tiny Sparks, Remembrances of a Gay Boyhood.
We found that this story was very personal and intimate, yet could be relatable to a lot of kids in similar situations. What was your purpose in writing this story to share with the world?
Well, as you said, this really is my story. You know, as a kid, I was feeling very lost and ashamed of myself. And because of this, I missed out on a lot of opportunities I could have had if I was able to come to accept myself at a younger age. So I wrote this in hopes of reaching young kids so that they can realize that it is okay to accept themselves as they are. Because when a kid can truly understand themselves and come to embrace who they are, they can fully live their life and achieve their potential.
That's a really great message. I totally felt that throughout the story. One part in particular that I thought was powerful was the scene with your mother. And for our viewers who haven't read the story, Bernard as a child asks his mom what a is, and she reacts strongly in fear, grabbing Bernard's shoulders in fear and asking him if someone had called her.
Donnelly, I was totally thinking about that same scene, especially the immediate effect it had on you, Bernard. What was it like once you actually came out to your parents? If you're comfortable with sharing this, of course.
Sure. You know, at first when I came out, that they were very shocked, and I don't believe that they were angry with me. I explained to them that this was the way that I could live my best life, and this is part of who I was and was never going to change. It took them a little while to get used to me being gay, but eventually they came to accept me for who I am.
I'm glad everything worked out for you. I think it's important for a lot of kids to know that even if it's not initial, their parents could come around and be supportive.
Yeah, for sure. I think parents are a major concern for kids struggling to come out. I know when I was a kid, I was really afraid of my parents' response so much that I tried changing who I was. As in my story, I explained my experience trying to make myself like girls, which clearly didn't work.
I can only imagine what that wild night was like.
Overall, even if my parents hadn't accepted me, I still couldn't change who I am. And looking back, I don't know why I would want to.
That's a great message. Well, it appears that we are almost out of time for today. Any last words you want to give to our listeners?
Well, just that it takes time to accept and embrace oneself, but once you do it, it is the most liberating feeling in the world. So don't try to push who you are away or deep down inside of you. Let it shine and be proud of it. I know I am.
And on that super inspiring note, that's all the time we have for today. Again, thank you so much for coming to meet with us, Bernard. Your work is amazing, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you for having me. I think conversation is the best way to create positive change. Take care, and we will definitely keep in touch.
Agreed. All right, that's our show. This is Human Revelations, giving you the inside on what the human experience is all about. Catch us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Bye.